This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is unatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Mr. Will Clyden, the founder and CEO of Ojai Energetics, an ethics-driven health and wellness company based in California. Ojai Energetics seeks to bring ancient healing products to life by way of modern innovation. Ojai also leads the world in producing vital natural organic supplements with water-soluble CBD to promote everyday health and healing. Will is a subject matter expert in the health and wellness space that surrounds the CBD industry. His work has been featured in Forbes, Money, and Entrepreneur magazine, among many other media outlets. And Mr. Clyden, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's my pleasure. Glad to be here.
You bet. So tell us, for starters, Mr. Clyden, what is the magic behind CBD and how is it different from other cannabinoids?
Yeah, great question. So, I liken CBD to the kind of the trumpet section. It's got the most buzz. It's loud. It does a lot of lifting. And in reality, our bodies really need the entire symphony orchestra along with the trumpet section. So CBD is a heavy lifter, but having those other cannabinoids and terpenes and bioflavonoids all together is what our bodies really need as fuel for this particular system called the endocannabinoid system. And every single human has this system in our bodies, and actually every vertebrae does. And the function of that system is to be the conductor of the body's symphony of parts. And so it has receptors in literally every other system of the body, from nervous system, skeletal system, reproductive system, cardiovascular system, respiratory, dermal, you name it, it's got receptors. And its job is to make sure that all of the systems are firing together at the right time, at the right levels, and that everything stays in balance. And if something comes and throws us out of balance, its job is to bring us back to balance. And so it's arguably the most important system of the body. And high CBD full spectrum complexes are actually vital micronutrients that our bodies and our ancestors have consumed regularly for thousands of years through direct consumption, but primarily through indirect consumption of eating animals and animal products, fed hemp, that, you know, when has animals and you grow plants on an agricultural society, you feed the greens to the plants. That's how our ancestors did it. And in fact, hemp-fed chickens, a Colorado study that got held back because it's kind of disruptive, they found that hemp-fed chickens have up to 250 milligrams of CBD per egg. And so people have been eating high amounts of these complexes for a long, long time. We artificially cut it out of the diet through prohibition in the 30s, but when we get those nutrients at the right levels, and the key is getting enough in, it nourishes our body's endocannabinoid system such that it can go from kind of an artificial idol into a full humming engine the way it's meant to be. And when you get that system back up online, all the other systems are able to be optimized. And so it does a lot.
A great explanation to kick things off here today. Thanks for that information and thorough response. Now, Ojai Energetics claims to hold the most patents relating to CBD. That's quite a statement right there. Can you elaborate on this catalog for us?
Yeah. So back in 2014, a long time before a lot of people even knew what CBD was, we discovered how to encapsulate cannabinoids without using anything synthetic and only using certified organic plants and solubilize them such that our bodies can get them into the bloodstream immediately, and the bioavailability, meaning how much the body can actually use versus how much is wasted, skyrockets from this process. It took a while for us to figure it out. Once we did, I grew up in the Bay Area and went to the leading life science IP firm globally. So I worked with Apple, Oracle, Salesforce, and the big players in life science, and started, brought that to patent. And then from then, started inventing things with them for the past half decade, ranging from the water-soluble technologies. And we've got the patents issued for much broader than just certified organic, but we focus on organic because it's really important for when you solubilize something. You don't want to put anything synthetic into the bloodstream, particularly at small scale. And so it's a big importance to us, is making sure we're protecting the planet and people. But and then all the way to cannabinoids for space travel, to actually building scalable supercapacitors, energy storage systems out of the hemp plant for microgrids to cell phones, to cars, to jets, to rockets, you name it. And we're actually in partnership with the National Lab to scale that up, which is quite exciting. We hold the most robust portfolio. I'm a systems thinker, and so I'm able to invent, and it's a lot of fun, and we're a public benefit corporation. Our core mission is to bring abundance for all, and we're very into open sourcing when the time's right. And yeah, it's a lot of fun, and a real blessing to be able to be in stewardship of this spectacular plant.
Well, your passion certainly comes out in what you do, and that is loud and clear, and that certainly always makes a difference when you enjoy and love and are passionate about what you do. Now, looking at the future of CBD, what can we expect when it comes to things that, like therapeutic treatments and medical advancements with CBD?
Yeah, so, you know, it's fundamentally a nutrient complex, right? It's like a vitamin C in its own right, different, but we're finding more and more that there's certain things that have rapid benefit within a 2-week window, which is indicative of nutrient issues and complexes and needs. And then on the medical side, we've only really begun to scratch the surface. It's really exciting. In fact, when people say that CBD hasn't been studied well, it's true. We like, I'm all about data, and there's a lot more to learn. We really are just at the tip of the iceberg. That being said, it's probably one of the most studied compounds on the planet. It's been heavily, heavily studied since the 60s, predominantly outside of the U.S., driven by Israel and Spain. But if you go to PubMed, PubMed.gov, and put in CBD and then anything you can think of, there's a very high likelihood you're going to find clinical data from in vitro all the way to double-blind human studies. And we're really working. We've got a whole life science division to bring some pretty spectacular innovations on numerous fronts, and all the way down to targeted payloads where we can guide where the cannabinoids go in the body to particular receptor sites without using anything synthetic. It's really exciting, and do custom personalized therapeutics that way. And then on the nutrient side, we can use the same techniques to direct where the cannabinoids go and have functional moods on demand. So we're doing some really cool stuff, and there's a lot of benefit that's going to unfold quite rapidly for us, because it's really an ancient vegetable, and it's probably the most ubiquitously used and planted plants globally. So we really are, like, our tagline is ancient roots and then modern innovations, applying, rediscovering knowledge and then applying modern technologies to get to the next level without going off kind of core base and alignment of the principles of the plant and how it works. It's very much a balancing plant, and the technical word for what the endocannabinoid system does is it maintains homeostasis, which means that all things are in balance with each other. So that's part of our core driving principles, and applying that into the fields of health and as well as medical, it's going to take us leaps and bounds into much more integrative and holistic models of wellness and healing.
Certainly has been informative so far. Really appreciate all the information shared on behalf of Ojai Energetics and Mr. Clyde. Now, here's what your adrenal system needs. Zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at eunatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth 15 at checkout on eunatural.com. And again, that is eHealth 15 at eunatural.com. Today, we're speaking with Will Clyden, the founder and CEO of Ojai Energetics, an ethics-driven health and wellness company based in California. Ojai Energetics seeks to bring ancient healing products to life by way of modern innovation. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, it doesn't go without saying that COVID-19 has had a huge global impact. How does CBD fit into the lives of those who have contracted COVID-19?
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're a human, having a healthy endocannabinoid system is only going to give you benefit. The key is people tend to not be getting enough bioavailable formats. So our water-soluble technology enables this rapid absorption and enables people to get an effective dose without having to chug, you know, ounces and ounces of an oil, which is just unpleasant, and it's actually would break the bank. And so first and foremost, irrespective of having a healthy functioning endocannabinoid system, is going to help you stay centered, stay calm, and overall balance. And then on the life science sector, there's quite a few studies coming out and exciting stuff. We've developed patents for using cannabinoids in how it relates to COVID, looking at ACE2 receptor downregulation all the way to modulation of cytokine storm. Now, very different formulas, purity levels, IP for it's got to be church and state. So, you know, it's different from our supplement division of what I'm talking about right here. But there's actually quite a bit of promise there. And people can look up some of the preliminary data coming in, and it is quite promising.
That is certainly some good news hearing that. Now, what are some everyday steps people can take to implement CBD into their wellness routine?
Yeah, so, you know, first and foremost, there's a lot of bad actors, and it's getting better and better, but there are people who really don't care about the quality of what they're putting out in the green rush. And so there's a few things that you can do to run through the checklist to make sure that you're actually getting what is good for you and it's safe. And so first and foremost, you always want to demand third-party analytics per batch of a certificate of analysis or C of A. And you want to see not just the cannabinoid content and terpene content, but also the heavy metals, the volatile organic compounds or VOCs, the pesticides, the herbicides, and the microbials. And quality companies are going to be running those battery of tests per batch. We set the bar there. We were the first company to do it. In fact, there's not many who do all of those every batch. And that's 101. Make sure that they give you that you can link to a lot number on your product so you know exactly what you're putting in your body every time. And then beyond that is getting an effective dose. If it's a fat-soluble format, the bare minimum to really engage the endocannabinoid system where you look at the clinical data, is around 500 milligrams of CBD and up. Now, with our formula, you need much, much less than 500. We've got a unique delivery system and dosage guide. We call it the honey dosage method that you can check out and always reach out to us on our social or emails and answer any questions there. But finding a water-soluble format for ingestion is going to be critical. We're the only ones who can do certified organic. It's really important. You don't want to be eating nanosynthetics. People sometimes hide that in the labels, calling it vitamin E, but in reality, if it's not certified organic, you don't know whether they are using a synthetic or not, so be careful there. So go for the organic. And then if you want for topical formulations, fat-based extracts are very effective for topical. Our solubilized form is also unique in topical format. It's much deeper penetration, but fat-soluble does work topically. Again, want to look for third-party batch testing. and just be informed. And it's when you ask those questions, that will lead you to the better product.
One last question before you go, Mr. Clyden. Explain the difference between internal consumption of CBD and topical usage.
Great. Yeah. So our body's endocannabinoid systems need these phytocannabinoid complexes to be optimized, particularly in the modern era. So consuming it directly will nourish that system. The key is getting enough in. That's where our formulations enable that and enable it to be cost effective. We also have a program where we guarantee access to anyone at any price they can afford, no matter what. We won't turn anyone down. We believe it's part of our core mission is to be a service in that way. Beyond that, topically, if it's a fat-soluble complex, you put it on the skin, it's very effective for let's say you worked out too hard and you want to give yourself a massage. It's very effective that way. But it will not get systemically into the system. And so a combination of both topical and ingestible is really the sweet spot to start to optimize your endocannabinoid system. Another cool hack that you can do with our formula, because of the solubility, you can take the elixir and drop it into a bathtub and soak, take a couple droppers, and a CBD bath is game-changing. It's like a deep tissue massage. And more. You can also do spot soaks like foot baths and stuff like that. The results are nothing short of game changing. So that's a cool little hack.
Mr. Clyden, really informative. Can't thank you enough for the thorough coverage here today, and appreciate your joining us on behalf of Ojai Energetics. Where can listeners get more information on Ojai Energetics and tap into what you're offering there?
Yeah, so ojaienergetics.com, ojaienergetics.com, and then same name for all of our social channels. We'd love to hear from everyone and answer any questions anyone has.
And of course, we'll certainly drop a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further help as well. Again, Mr. Clyden, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
You betcha. We've been speaking with Mr. Will Clyden, founder and CEO of Ojai Energetics, based in Ojai, California, a triple bottom line driven cannabis technology company with a primary focus on the organic and science driven nutraceutical and medical sectors. For more information, you can visit ojaienergetics.com and follow Ojai Energetics on all social media platforms. And this is Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.